Hi again, everybody. Welcome on in. We have Ralph Amsden joining us today from Arizona Varsity. Ralph will be with us coming up in about 10 minutes. And I want to talk with Ralph about transfers. We've not really hit on the high school scene here in the last week or so and what's going to happen with high school football. Hit a lot on the NFL, hit a lot on the college end, but Ralph Amsden knows all, tells all with the Arizona Varsity crew. We will have Jody Jackson with us today. Always great to catch up with Jody. Jody with Fox Sports Arizona, with the Diamondbacks and the Coyotes scheduled to open, get caught up with Jody. Our opening comments brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, title sponsor of Sports360AZ.com and the Football AZ Show on Fox Sports Arizona. We appreciate Desert Financial Credit Union. It is where I go to. It's where I do business. They are good people within the community. They can do a lot for you on many, many fronts on your financial situations. That's Desert Financial Credit Union. We appreciate their support. Eric is in Payson today. He is up there doing some, well, I'll just let Eric tell you why he's up in Payson. Sounds like he's in a nightclub. Where are you?
Yeah, sorry about the background noise, Brad. I am at the local Starbucks in Payson. Yeah.
Why?
Because the Payson Wi-Fi does not really stack up to the Phoenix Wi-Fi, so I found the safest place. I'm in Payson. I've been working a high school softball showcase tournament the last 2 days with our good friends over at Floodstream with Joe Pashley and the crew. So I am just about to head down the hill, but you know, I thought I'd just check in and see how everyone's doing.
Did you see any talent up there that ASU should be aware of? Any transfer portal girls in high school?
I did see one girl, center fielder. She, I believe, is a sophomore. Her last name is Tamaro. She may have a couple of connections to Arizona State.
Here we go.
Doug Tamaro's daughter, SID, longtime ASU employee. But other than that, the talent level in terms of on the field was pretty spectacular, and it's a great opportunity for these girls to hopefully get some interest from schools not only in Arizona but around the country.
Well, that's cool. Were you on the air? What were you doing up there?
I was running graphics and audio.
Wow, listen to you.
I mean, I'm no Jared Nielsen, but I did my best. It was like to push two buttons on and then push two buttons off and then push two buttons on. But it was cool. Just
good
about to head down the hill.
Yeah, good to get out of the valley and all that stuff. All right, so have you been paying attention to the NFL the last couple of days? And the players have been meeting Sam Acho. Well, you know Sam with the Cardinals. He's the VP of the NFLPA, and Richard Sherman. And how they're telling the owners, we're not going to do this if you're going to put us in harm's way. So I think that we're getting to a spot where there's going to be more issues coming up between the players and the owners before we have to.
I would think so. I mean, the NFL did do a great job of putting out their new face mask and protective shield on the same day that they're in the middle of this poop storm with the NFL players saying they're not going to play. I just in talking to some people the last few days, not just on the pro level, but also in college, hearing what Steve Patterson told you earlier in the week, it just is, again, Brad, a whole square peg, round hole. They're going to try to force sports, and I just can't, as of today, I just can't see it happening.
You're so negative.
No, I'm a realist.
No, I know. You and I are together on that.
I know. Oh, I want people to be healthy. I want this virus to go away eventually.
Yeah.
When that is, who knows?
Well, Tigers play at the Memorial this weekend, so I'm happy for that. I got something going on. You have safe travels. I appreciate you checking in. We've got Ralph Amsden coming up next. Stay with us. All right, as promised, Ralph Amsden is with us, ArizonaVarsity.com. If you've not been to Arizona Varsity, Ralph and staff have just crushed it. And it's not just high school football. There's a bunch of stuff there. And I would recommend you check that out. Of course, Ralph has his heartbeat and pulse all tied together on the high school football scene right now. I appreciate you joining us coming off vacation as we sit here today and talk. Do you believe that there should be a high school football season starting in early September, as the AIA is saying?
I do believe that there should be one if we can make it happen. let's absolutely make it happen. I like the way you phrased the question, because had you gone the other direction, is there going to be one? My answer would probably have been different.
Yeah, that was the second question. Will there be a high school football season starting on time? And I think
no way.
Yeah. You and I are in the same boat on this. And so it leads to the bigger discussion. I threw something out on Twitter a couple weeks ago about crazy parents, in my opinion, trying to there's a parent that's looking at options. I get that. But then there's the parent that says, well, we're just going to go sue and get another year of eligibility because we can afford to do that. And that is, in my opinion, crazy parent. The subject of eligibility in high school and extra years is now out there. What do you think happens in a pandemic? Because we've never been here before, Ralph. And you and I can both say, lunacy can't happen. There's ways around it. Hold a kid back in his eighth grade year, so on and so forth. Do you think that this should be something that is reconsidered given it's a pandemic?
So you're asking if I think that perhaps the AIA or nationally they should consider maybe throwing everything on pause and giving the people who want an extra year of athletic eligibility and maybe a do-over in school? Is that the question?
Correct.
Because if the question is, should parents be thinking that way? Like, that's just, that's the reality. That's what we deal with. If it can happen, a parent will try to find a way to make it happen. As far as that goes, you know, maybe we have an opportunity to finally set up some type of post-grad extracurricular thing if we can get it federally insured. But I'm not sure the answer is to hold everybody back, because where does it stop? You know, I have four kids. They are all in the grade above where they should be. They all went in early, all four of them. Through this pandemic situation, I've had to look at my fifth grader and realize his academic needs might not necessarily have been fulfilled because of what happened. I'm thinking about having him do fifth grade again, but again, he's already young for his grade, so he would still fit within the natural window. You know, you and I know a lot of eighth graders who took advantage of the opportunity to maybe get more physically ready by doing something like that, whether it's, you know, the young Hathcock, or Lane Veach was another one. And he ended up with a Stanford degree out of it. And so I think that when parents look at that and they see people doing eighth grade twice, they wonder, what's different? If I haven't taken advantage of something like that, why shouldn't my kid have another year of eligibility? You might see people hiring lawyers. You might see people try to design, you know, well, maybe if my kid was born before a certain date, maybe we can make it work. And I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. But I don't think that it should just be opened up to everyone, because it would be absolute chaos.
Ralph Amson with us, ArizonaVarsity.com. Make sure you log on and check out ArizonaVarsity.com. Okay, so let's focus then in on, and this is a very small number, but I think for the audience, it could be very large. Senior class of 21, they do not have an offer. I've not given a verbal commitment, don't have an offer, but they're starting to trend in that direction of, you know, your senior year, you're going to get some things done. What advice would you give to them in your space and what you're hearing from college assistant coaches and just the people that you talk to in the industry?
Be patient. I think we're going to start highlighting some stories of some people who took very unconventional routes. We already had Andy Luberto write a story about Fane Jackson, who went off to University of Montana, had some mental health issues that he wanted to deal with. So he left football, took an entire year off, and now he's got 3 years of eligibility headed to CSU Pueblo. We've got guys like TJ Roberts, who went to Desert Vista and bounced around so much that I think he's 24, 25 years old, finishing up his eligibility this year as a redshirt senior running back. Deontay Sykes, who was linked to probably every college in the entire country, finally got stuff figured out, and he's out at CSU Pueblo too, I believe. And he was somebody who was young for his grade in high school, so it all kind of worked out for him. He's going to be a 23-year-old redshirt senior. There are many unconventional paths to get where it is that you want to go. The whole thing is you just have to stay ready. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. And that's the most important thing, I think, for these kids, is keep working out, keep your eyes on the prize, stay academically sharp, and make sure that you're open to whatever possibilities might present themselves, because you don't know what those are going to be.
Ralph, one area, and I agree with you on all of that, I think being realistic as a parent on size, ability, you may want your kid to go to USC to be the nose tackle, but he's 5'7", and you're going to lie and say he's 5'10", or you're going to go pay somebody $200 do you think can get you to your next level. That's just not real in this day and age. One trend that I see emerging from this, and I'm concerned about it, Ralph, and that is AAU in basketball has turned that into a bleep show. There's no other way to put it. Kids have just all bailed. Most of the top players have bailed out of high school in basketball, and they go to these prep schools. And for better, for worse, and I think a lot of worse, that is where it's gone. Club football, and there's already some guys that have hit me up, and I'm sure you've heard about it too, about we'll just go do sevens, or we'll have club teams here in the fall, and on Saturdays – we will get film and we'll get stuff out, and that is the next great frontier. Do you see and hear that too?
That was an idea that I floated in conversations with Chili on his Tuesday night live stream that he does, you know, way back in March. Is, hey, if we lose the season, are we just going to roll with some extracurricular sevens to make sure that people get their film? Now, is that something that I would like to see happen? Like, oh, please, no. You know, that's worst case scenario, because getting these kids away from their high school situation, the way that 7-on-7 works is it's truly the wild, wild west. Some of these teams are no-cut teams. Some of these teams take everybody and try to develop everybody, which is the role of a high school football coach, is to make sure that everybody's developing as a player and hopefully as a person, too, if you can accomplish that. 7-on-7 isn't necessarily like that. It's let's go out and get some work, get some film, and a lot of 7-on-7 teams, the good ones, have some tie into the high school where they're running the same offense or they're running the same defense, so that you're learning. If that's out the window and you don't have to learn anything, then it's going to be all about how can I get mine. It's going to look a lot like basketball, and it's going to take a lot of the purity and the things that we love just sort of out of the game in general. But if that's the only option, what would you do? Would you put your kid in it or not? And I think that if my back was against the wall, maybe I would.
I had three Pac-12 assistant coaches that I spoke to about this off the air, and all three of them said they would not go to these events and they would hold it against a kid. So, you know, while they may say that publicly as we sit here in July and they're up against it to fulfill their scholarships, I think the Pac-12 assistant coaches that I spoke to would view very dimly on this, going down this path. And I think because of I'll give you an example. A Dane Christensen, a quarterback over at Castile, needs a senior year to show what he can do. He's still sitting out there. This is no slight towards Dane. It's just he's still sitting out there waiting to have it happen. What would his options be? Going to a park with Ty Detmer and putting up some film to try to drum up interest, which he's done. So what would some options be to you if the sevens weren't there? Is it going to be the combine by each high school coach and have them distance, even though they haven't had a season? Is it, hey, David Hines, push this thing back to January, figure it out?
I think that if the whole thing gets shut down, then, you know, I think my team, whether it's Cody Cameron, Alex Simpson, Chili, you, all of us that are in this situation, we're going to go to war for these kids. We're going to look out there, see what scholarship spots are available, and we're going to try to make sure that that these kids are taken care of. You know, you never really know what the situation is going to be. We got a lot of people moving to spring. We got a lot of people cutting football. You know, we had Cameron Yowell at Occidental a couple of years ago. They canceled the football program outright. He had to walk on. He's out at Auburn now, and he's still pursuing his dream. That's really what it comes down to. Do you play football because you want that to be part of your future opportunity moving forward, or do you play it because your parents are making you? Because we're in the same boat right now, you and I, in the sports media industry. You know, a lot of people look at this as if there's no sports, we don't have a job. Whereas I look at this, and I know you look at this the same way, is that, hey, we're just like musicians. If we can't get a gig, we're still going to get together and jam. So it's really going to test whether or not these kids love football and want to be doing this. And I think that you're going to see opportunities open up for the people who are really, really strong-minded. The problem is there's a lot of kids who are already at a disadvantage that that high school football is the leg up for. And so that's going to be where we come in and see if we can get some of these kids that are in Phoenix, that are in some more urban areas, some looks that they might not have gotten otherwise, that they were going to fight an uphill battle for anyway. That's going to be our biggest burden if we lose the season.
Ralph Amsden with us, ArizonaVarsity.com. Before I get you out of here, let me throw a couple scenarios by you. You're a quarterback at Hamilton or a wide receiver at Hamilton or a transfer and wide receiver from Texas to Hamilton, and you don't have a season here in Arizona. Do you pull up stakes and go to find a hot spot? Do you think that is likely to happen? Do you think, or what do you hear on that front?
Yeah. I mean, I was just on a 4,500-mile tour of the country that I go on every summer, and every single city we stopped in, real estate in some of these smaller towns is selling like hotcakes. People are realizing that, hey, if my business is making the adjustment to where I'm able to work from wherever, then there's nothing holding me to where I currently was. And so I think you're going to see sort of a weird, a diaspora, like people just moving to a lot of open space, a lot of open areas. I anticipate the population of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana blowing up even more than it already has over the last 10 years. And so if it's just that much easier to move and people are worried about themselves and their happiness for the first time, they're taking advantage of what is a strange opportunity, then of course football is going to come along. People are already moving to Arizona. Why would they not turn around and keep that same mindset? So yeah, absolutely. That is definitely going to happen.
Okay. So as with this season in front of us, Ralph, and Hamilton has had the kid that transferred in at quarterback, that he will be there if they play football? Or do you think at some point we're going to read about a kid who was at Colorado, came to Hamilton, and leaving? I'm being really specific about this year and that player.
Yeah. I think that okay. If you have offers, you do what a lot of the class of 2021 kids are doing, and you jump on whatever you can and lock it in. And then you don't necessarily have to worry about whether or not you have a high school season. The very specific scenario that you're talking about, that kid has offers from like 20, not just D1 schools, but like high level ones. And so I think if you already have those opportunities laying at your feet, I think that you play the hand you're dealt. And, it's the equivalent of running out the clock, run the ball, just do the most safe thing. And leave an opportunity for someone else because you've already kind of locked yours in.
Good stuff. I appreciate your time and your insights. Stay safe. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Here's Ralph Amsden with us, ArizonaVarsity.com. Make sure you check out their content over at ArizonaVarsity.com. Jody Jackson joins us next on all things around the Coyotes and Diamondbacks. She's been out there for Fox Sports Arizona. That's next. All right, as promised, Jody Jackson is with us, and as we work remotely, Jared, let's take a shot of Jody's shot right now. There's no Jody. Well, just before we were going to start this, coming out of the break, she had a knock at the door. So because we're in the business of broadcast, it's called improvising. I've seen people that have done rain delays. All I heard was, and I hear her voice here, all I heard was FedEx, oh no, and she jumped up out of the chair and jumped out of the shot. And rather than me just say, hey, we don't have Jody, I'm just doing what we do in broadcast business, which is rain delays. If you've not checked out our website, it's sports360az.com, sports360az.com. Jared, I hope you're sticking with this shot because we have I think she just chased the FedEx guy off. But there's plenty of content up on the website at sports360az.com. She has to wash her hands because it was the FedEx guy. So we can fill some time. We don't want germs being put around. I don't know why my friend Jody Jackson, one of the hardest working people in the Valley, does not have, a big old goop of hand sanitizer right there.
Okay,
there she is.
Here I am.
Was it a big box or was it a little box? You do have your sanitizer. I thought you did.
Couple things, some essential, some not.
You know what? I'm in the same boat as you in the some not stuff. Like my wife and I just said, let's order a rug. Well, let's order a book. Because we're in this quarantine deal, Jody, it's like every day there's a box or something that would cost $2.99, but we don't want to go out and get it, right? I mean, we're in the same boat, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I've been going, you know, it's funny. I saw someone that I know posted they hadn't been to Costco since March, and I mean, I've been going to Costco like once a week, like actually more than normal.
Yeah.
Because my husband, we're just all home. We're using paper towels more and stuff. So it's just, it's been wild, but I'm just thankful we're healthy and hoping to stay that way.
Yeah. You look great. It's good to hear your voice. With Fox Sports Arizona carrying the Coyotes and the Diamondbacks and Suns and our show, it's been like, it's been rough, you know, not having these games, but there is light coming. How's it been for you? Because this has been your gig for all these years, and all of a sudden you have March, April, May, June, July, nothing. How have you handled that?
You know, I've handled it pretty well, and I think I'm in a little bit different boat than a lot of people. We have a big project here, this house that we're working on, and it's really
what are you doing?
A lot of our time, so we are. A lot of people are very impatient to get everything rolling. And I mean, I am too, believe me. I think what I realized, I had a bit of an epiphany. I think you and I talked a little bit about this, and that's just for, you know, almost 25 years, I've been covering sports almost every night, like not every night, but, you know, when I had kids and they were little, it was really a difficult thing. It kind of reminded me how hard it was to get into it. It's easier to get out of it. It's easier to get out of that flow than when you have a 3 and a 5-year-old and now you're traveling, you know, 50 nights a year, or you're just away. But I did get used to that, and everyone got used to that. And so for me to be home, it's actually been kind of nice and kind of like reconnecting with everyone and feeling essential to my family, which, you know, I'm about to be non-essential again, though, shortly.
Right.
You know, it's worked both ways. It's great. I mean, it's there have been days. I mean, I hate to even remotely whine about anything because I feel very lucky that, again, we're healthy. And I mean, just a lot of things. Right. So but yeah, there've been a few days where you kind of like lack your normal sense of purpose. Like I can make 4 meals a day and I can clean the house and I can do the laundry and I can have, you know, it's not all about chores, but having fun with my family and just relating with my family that I didn't really do before as regular a basis. And there are some days where it's just like your purpose is a little off and you're like, and that's when I would go hiking or I would, you know, try to get into a project or something. And, you know, we have been doing digital projects, of course, at Fox Sports Arizona.
Right.
But, you know, but the grind of the day and all my friends who travel too. And it's just kind of like, you kind of miss that. You kind of miss that routine of your day and all that you pack in a day. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to do that. And you're kind of like lost.
Well, you also have an extended family, because in your role, you have family that rolls in at the ballpark with you and the arena with you. And when you're working that many nights, you know what each other's going through, not just front-facing talent, camera people in the truck. That's another separate family for you that you haven't been a part of. So it's really, between those two gigs, D-backs and Coyotes, it's probably like 3 families between yourself and the other two, right?
Yeah, I mean, the crew and then the people at the stadium, and I've kept in touch with all of them, you know, just checking in on everybody, how they're doing. And, you know, some of them are older in age and they're a little nervous about coming back, I think. But I'm not, you know, we're going to do everything we can do to keep everybody healthy, that's for sure. And then some of the staff, you know, that I know are not necessarily coming back yet till, you know, fans will come back to the ballpark. So that, you know, it's just been interesting, and we've kept in touch, and they are like family, because you see those people every single day. You know, sometimes I always see my kids in the morning and my husband, and then I go off to, you know, the games, and, you know, I might not leave till noon or 1, but, you know, my family's not coming home from school or work or wherever they are till later. So I see them a lot, the other families that you speak of. And, I've missed them. I look forward to seeing them. Hopefully I can see them.
Right.
Far, you know, so.
What's the home project? Can you share with me what the home project is you've been doing? Is it demolishing a kitchen? Are you like those people on HGTV that sit there and they pull out the crowbar, they pull out the, is that you with the coveralls on and hat backwards and all messy? Is that you?
So this is a massive project. This is the house that we lived in for 16 and a half years down the street. Actually, we sold it, bought a bigger lot, and we kind of just, we did not tear down the house, but we changed everything inside the house.
Yeah.
And then we're adding on to the house. And then right now we have a yard full of dirt that's going to become a turf field and a batting cage and then a grass area. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you'll never have to leave your house. So you can have softball, baseball practice here. You can have, it's not the length of a football. Well, no, but in order to be able to do, you know, to afford a project like this, you know, you have to kind of start from the ground up. So rather than buy it as is, that wouldn't have been possible. But it's been, my husband's really creative and into all of this. He didn't physically build the whole house, but he designed everything and he is the general contractor on it. So, and I am not good at that. I'm going back to Thanksgiving when we bought this house around Thanksgiving, and they all come in and they're taking hammers to the wall. And that's not in my nature. Like most people love that. Like everybody wants to do that. It was like, oh my God, I don't want to knock a wall down. I don't like the dirt. I don't like the dust. I don't want, you know, I'm not good with a large, you know, mallet. So, you know, but I mean, everybody, it has been really cool. That's another thing for me. Like I'm not OCD, but it's just, I mean, I don't think I am, but I've allowed things to kind of like, nothing's finished except for this kitchen really. So I'm allowing, like, it's been nice for my mind to just be like, hey, it's okay. Yeah. Nothing has to be done right now. Like, let's just let it fly, you know? So
you're in this great space of being a high school mom and you still have others that are coming. I mean, you're going to have sports for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about this turf field. Is it going to have a Sun Devil pitchfork or a Miami Hurricane logo? Is it going to have both?
I have to do one thing. There's someone knocking.
Oh, go. I can fill again. Go ahead. Go fill again. This is live. This is live. No, it's fine. Go get it. Go get it. It's Jody Jackson with us. Jody Jackson Skyping in live. And this is her life where things just happen. Part of the fun of the industry,
okay,
where
yes.
Live stuff happens.
You must have time for me today.
No, I do.
Here I am, just answering the door. And
yeah. Did you get a new dog just dropped in, or was it UPS this time? Was it FedEx or no?
No, we've got some a couple people working back there. My husband will be out there soon shoveling some dirt too. So.
Can you show me this backyard or not while we're doing this live? Can you flip the camera? Yeah, just flip the camera around. I mean, I hear it's a disaster. Oh, my gosh, what a disaster. Yeah.
Well, I mean
it's kind of fuzzy. I know. Okay, that's good.
And then on the right side, there's a big dirt lot, too. So
yeah, it's a little fuzzy. That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. It's not in focus probably, but
it's not, but it's okay. It's okay. It's live. I'm curious, Jody Jackson with us, Fox Sports Arizona. So let's just talk specifically about the teams. You've been to the Diamondbacks from what I've seen on social. You've been around the Coyotes some from what I've seen on social. So you're getting back into both.
I haven't been down to the arenas, just to be completely transparent, yet. But I will be. And I've just been on the Zoom calls, you know, which
Zoom.
Is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you anticipating your role being when the Diamondbacks do come up if there's not people in the stands? Do you know yet? Have they talked to you about this?
The Diamondbacks games? Yes. So what the plan is to be at the field doing the pre and post game and the game broadcast, whether they're home or on the road, and just socially distant from, you know, Brandon Webb and Mark Grace.
Okay.
And the announcers, everybody distant, everyone taking those precautions. And I think, you know, the home games, yeah, it'll be weird, but I think it's getting your mind around it. And I don't know if you caught a little bit of it on dbacks.com the other night, but I guess they had about 80,000 views. So it tells you people want to watch baseball.
Yep.
They want to watch games where you don't already know the outcome.
Shocking, right? Or
like
the world.
We've been really promoting a lot of our classics, and because it is fun. I mean, it's fun to watch them, but, you know, we joke, you know, okay, what happens here? Well, we know already. So
yeah. You should run here.
Live, you can't duplicate live sports. So it's, I think, just getting, hearing Steve and Bob calling the game and hearing, seeing the empty stadium, that was kind of step one. And then it'll just carry on. And then when they're on the road, you know, same thing. So that'll be probably more weird, but this is a strange time. I mean, I know, you know, you're a guy, you know, I know you have great perspective and life experience. And so it's not hyperbole to say what we're going through is just a life-changing, historic thing that now sports is coming back and it's part of it. The NBA and baseball, it's cool. But for me to see, and I know a lot of people would say, well, baseball should have happened maybe earlier if they could have come to the agreement earlier, but it's happening now. They are the first ones out there, and that's exciting to see. And
will you be masked up when you're that close to Brandon and Mark? Will you be doing your, because I see these news reporters that are sitting there with nobody around them, I'm assuming for their cameraman safety or whatever reason, but they are masked up. Will you be masked up doing your show, or do you not know yet?
I believe when we're actually talking on the air, you know, we won't be wearing the mask. And when I say that we're distant from them, I think it's going to be even different than the guys in the booth, which are just like in the same room. I think I haven't been actually, I just texted Steve and Bob the other day, but I didn't get like nitty gritty on where are you and how are you sitting. But they're going to have us far enough away that, you know, we won't need to wear the mask when we're talking on the air. When we're not on the air, this is my understanding. I haven't got, you know, my understanding is then when we are not on the air, we can wear the mask. I will wear the mask. I think if you're not like in transit, you probably don't have to wear the mask. But the mask is, for me, it doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't. And I'm not knocking other people that have a problem with it and feel very claustrophobic or they feel, you know, and if you're in a safe space, you probably don't need to, if you're 6 to 8 feet away from people and, you know, or maybe if you're coughing or you're sneezing, maybe you want to be 10 or 12 feet, you know, you probably don't need to wear the mask. But for me, I'm just a really cautious person and it doesn't bother me. So I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
But I do know, my understanding is with crew and everything, as you're traveling around, it must be worn. It must be worn as you're moving about the stadium, you know, just like the players, and that will go for our crew and everything. You know, we haven't had, I mean, we have had some conversations. I know there are going to be official protocols coming down, you know, before we, because for me, that'll be the game that we're doing pre and post on would be the 24th. So
in that space, Jody, and I, if you've already explained this to me and I just missed it, you will be at the stadium. You will not be in a studio doing any of this stuff. Whether they're at home or on the road, your studio is going to be the ballpark. So when they're on the road, you're going to just have a monitor there in front of you when they're in San Diego or LA. And when the game ends, the Diamondbacks are going to try to get you a player and you would do the interview. All those things that you're used to doing, you and Todd, whether you're home or road, will it look the same or will this be a different looking broadcast? And I guess the same would go for the Coyotes.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it's going to, I mean, it'll look a little similar. Obviously, normally when we're on the road, you know, Todd or I are there on the road and interviewing people in person and all of that. So if you really are a watcher of our network and you really view a lot of games and a lot of pre and post game shows, you'll notice a difference in that we're not, you know, there at home. Actually, last year we did have the guys on a headset and, now, as far as the details of the headset and things like that, I don't know exactly how that, you know, is going to work out. But my understanding is, sure, we'll be able to talk, you know, via some method to a player to get some post-game reaction. But we all know none of this is easy anymore. It used to be so easy. Walk up to someone and talk to them in the clubhouse or, you know, but it's not easy, but it's still doable. And if everyone works hard, we've learned that through this thing, you have to really work hard to get things done and to make things safe. So, but then as for, you know, the main thing is Todd and I were always on the set with Brandon and Mark, and that's not how it's going to be anymore. So that will look different. We're not just going to like try to stay away on the set. You know, that's not, the understanding is, you know, we're going to be far enough apart, even with one of them, maybe in a booth. In the box, so actually many, many feet away. So
okay, so after games end, you are always there, as is Todd, with Torrey Lovello in his office. When they're at home, he comes to a podium and he speaks. what I've always admired about both of you, but just because you're here with me, is when things are good, they're good. When things are bad, they're bad. And you're very professional in going about it. But you have to have that time with Tori, or you have to have that time with those players. Not being able to interact one-on-one with them other than this, is that going to make your job any more difficult, do you think?
I think that it would if we did not know, like, let's say it was our first season on the job or it was Tori's first season on the job. I think, though, because we know him, he knows us, there's a little bit of familiar feeling there.
Sure.
It was kind of, I thought it was a great example. Zach Buchanan wrote about it. I'm sure all the writers wrote, but I like the way he phrased it when we spoke with Starling Marte the other day. Starling Marte, I had only met him one time in spring, talked to him at his locker. And now here he is. We're on Zoom with him. He's talking about his wife dying.
Yeah.
He doesn't really know us. We don't really know him. He's speaking through an interpreter and it's on Zoom.
Oof.
And it's as awkward as it was or sounds, it, you know, he spoke about his emotions and, it's just, that's how it's going to be now, you know, and it's just, you know, hopefully we're not talking about a tragedy with anyone again this year or really in the future for that matter. But you get my point, which is just that it's not normal at all. And yet it will be what we do this year. And, you know, who knows how long, because, you know, we'll see how long the virus is still out there and prevalent, I guess, in our society.
In a 60-game season, it equates, I think Jason Stark wrote this with ESPN, that it equates to about 15 games for every one, something like that. And so the urgency of each game. So in your broadcast, if the team goes through a 7-game winning streak or a 7-game losing streak, the weight of each game is going to carry so much more importance than it did. And I'm just curious, in getting your game face on, I've never seen you not have it, but I've done the baseball grind too, where it's 162 of these bad boys. And it's day 90. I remember one time I walked into the ballpark and I just started crying. I had no idea why. And I sat down and it was like August. It was really hot. And I'm doing the Diamondbacks pre and post on radio. And I sit down in the dugout and Matt Williams comes out and Jay Bell comes out. We're sitting there talking. I said, I just had the weirdest thing happen. And I told him, I said, oh, you become a baseball player. It's just your body's just, you know, you're just focused on doing your job. And that's what we go through. We don't know why that happens, but it just happens. So I guess the number of games being shortened, can you see the finish line much earlier? Thus, you're going to be energized. No different than Madison Bumgarner not going through a whole season of pitching. He's only going to be out there 15 times. Yeah. Have you thought in that terms of psychologically coming into this year's gig, it's going to be different for you?
Yeah, I kind of thought about it more like day by day at this point, you know, especially considering the circumstances. This is all uncharted waters, so we hope we just take it day by day. And but yeah, I mean, you can see the end. It's not like so far away, right?
Yes.
You can kind of see. And I think that that's crucial for the players and the staff to understand, because they have to stay careful. They're going to go on the road here this next week. They're going to go to California and Texas, and they have to be so careful. And hopefully, you know, if you're thinking of doing anything remotely risky, you just say to yourself, look, you got to hold off. You got to hold off for 60 games for this, however month period. What month are we in, even July? So the end of September, October, playoffs, you know, I try to tell people, everyone's very impatient and I get that, but this is all temporary in a way, meaning like, and I don't mean to be overdramatic, but like a year, I don't know. I mean, but you know, you have to sacrifice now for later. So I think, as far as the mentality, though, you're right. The baseball grind, it can be very hard when it's 162, and when you're working, I mean, there's no way out, right? You're just always grinding. You're working. You might get a day off. You still have to. People don't understand, you know, when you do. But I think that's where baseball players come in. They don't get sympathy because people always talk about, well, you're making money and you're doing this and you fly on a charter plane. But that's your job, and you have to be there every day. You can't just say, I'm not coming today.
I'm calling in sick today. I'm too well to attend for the next 3 days. No, you got to deal with the divorce while you're on the road.
If things and are going on outside of baseball in your life, that's the really tough part. Whether it's, you know, one time I got a call, and, you know, I've dealt, you know, my parents both passed in the last year and a half, and, you know, you dread those calls. You dread a call. You just pray that you're home, and you pray that you're in a spot where, and sometimes I've gotten a call when I'm about to go on the air or in a break, or, and sometimes it could be just, you know, one time, like my, one of my kids when they were little wasn't picked up or, you know, something. And it was like, oh, he's on the way, you know? So he was like 2 minutes late, but I get a call in a chair when I'm sitting at Citi Field and you're like freaking out, you know? And so it could be something as minor as that, or it could be something major, like a health issue for a parent. And yeah, it's, but I think you're right. I think a lot of time, and the other thing that's interesting here is just how serious is this all now? I mean, we want to play baseball. We want to see, but you know, when you go through a 7-game losing streak, I hope these guys are still going to be out there pepping their step and super happy to be out there playing baseball. I know I'm going to be happy to be doing the games. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's any more deflating as far as the standings and where we're going to be. And, this season is going to have its own meaning. Sure, it's going to be only 60 games, and whoever wins, it's going to be kind of an asterisk there. But there's going to be a whole nother level of being able to get it done involved in whoever comes out on top, or even if you just participated. Yeah. It's just going to be a special thing. And so I think whether you're winning or losing, though, hopefully the perspective, I think everyone's perspective has changed, because now you have all this other, you have all these other things to worry about too. You know, you have to worry about keeping your team safe. You have to worry about going through these, the due diligence that they're going through, and that's not easy. Yeah. I mean, we're all getting used to it, but it's not, you know, the stress level is high because you don't want to, you know, get someone sick if you don't know, obviously if you're asymptomatic and you don't know. So it's going to be all very interesting. I'm excited to see it start.
One last question. I'll let you go. And I appreciate your time talking with Jody Jackson, Fox Sports Arizona. On the Coyotes end, anything different in terms of your broadcast, and what are you expecting on the ice from them? Because it is opening right up to a playoff series.
That's a great question. And honestly, I don't know all the details of that. Obviously we know we're going to be, they're going to be in the hub city. They're going to have, you know, no fans, and it's going to be still a very different situation. But I know that our production team is going to try to, you know, make it a quality broadcast.
Sure.
And they do that, you know. Yeah. It's funny when things happen on the road, sometimes things happen and technically things go down in the truck and things like that. And it's amazing to me. It always amazes me how by game time, usually people don't know what had happened, or, you know, and obviously if it means but to be fair to you with your question, I don't really know all the details on the number of cameras, things like that. I haven't been in those meetings, but I think it hopefully will be sufficient, you know, and replays. I think we like replays.
I think
there'll be actually quite an appreciation for how TV is done, because what we take for granted, you know, the graphics and the replays and all of that. I mean, you know, you can do all of those in a pinch and put something on up on the web and it looks good. Everyone wants sports right now. So any sports is good on the web or TV or anything, but to be able to do it the way we do it, I think I know I have appreciation for it more now that, you know, people will see what we go through and what they do in the truck, really. It's not me. It's what they do in the truck. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I think for you, it's, look, you addressed it earlier. You lost both your parents in the last year. You've had this wonderful space that I always try to preach to broadcasters of, enjoy your time being a mom or a dad, because it gets away from you. I've been in that space where I'm sitting in a ballpark and I'm doing my thing and I do my thing. And the first thing I want to know is, how did my kid's game go that I missed? Or how was the parent teacher conference that I missed? And I just vowed, I'm not going to miss those anymore. And I went and opened this. And so I think having a break from it, I want sports back just as much as you do. I'm really interested just to see the games. I don't really care what the number looks like. You know, there's going to be that segment that comes in and said, well, here's what the ratings point were. It doesn't matter to me. It's just, we're back. I think there's going to be people, Jody, I've run into them in my circles, just staying in touch with them, that have just kind of gotten away from sports. They're just like, you know, I probably was in too deep. Mm-hmm. And I am enjoying this time with my family. I didn't realize that I was drifted that far apart from my kids, and all I was caught up in was my fantasy league or how the baseball team is doing. I said, well, you know, to keep us going here, you might want to come back to sports at some point. But I think that's actually healthy to kind of have, you know what, this is a time where I actually did get closer with my kids and then find that balance with sports. So,
yeah. And I risk saying, portraying myself as a bad mom, I guess, for these previous, you know, 7 or 8 years, but I've gotten to know my kids a lot better. And I feel so much better about that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can think you know people, and, you know, nothing has really surprised me, luckily, and anything that has been on the positive side. I posted the other day, I mean, they've learned how to some life skills that I didn't have till later, like cooking and doing work around the house and, you know, shoveling dirt and building things. And I know this sounds crazy because I want my kids to go back to school too. But I mean, again, there are things they can learn through this that they never would have learned otherwise about patience and about being careful and about what other people are going through. And I think that's valuable too.
Yeah, good stuff. Well put. I'll let you go off that. Go get your work clothes
Thanks
on.
For
get out in the yard.
Me.
No, it's fine. I went through the UPS. I went through the contractor. It's all good. So stay well. Appreciate the time. Good luck.
Great to talk to you, Brad. Thank you.
There is Jody Jackson, uber talented, Fox Sports Arizona. You can see her with the Diamondbacks and with the Coyotes starting up as well over at Fox Sports Arizona. And we're back. Actually, we're not back. We are done for today. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. We appreciate Jared and all of his support. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.